Hey, it's Tanika Bruce, also known as Coach Bruce, or the Network Nurse. I'm a registered nurse, an author, a leader, a doctoral student, a wife, and a parent. Join me on this journey to discuss nurse X's and O's from nursing to networking. With my experiences, failures, and lessons learned in leadership, business, and sports, my hope is to positively impact your life by challenging you to chase after your goals with relentless pursuit. Let's aim to achieve success beyond your wildest dreams. Healthcare professionals face challenges of finding ways to make ends meet in the current economic environment. So, as a result, we've witnessed changes in the workforce as a lot of healthcare workers opt to resign, others switch professions, and still others choose to be full-time or part-time entrepreneurs. And of course, for most working professionals, the biggest challenge is time and capital to start businesses. So we address these in this episode of Nurse X's and O's. My desire is to help improve life quality and empower as many professionals as possible in our network to become excellent nurse leaders and innovative entrepreneurs. Now, I've shared more about how we as nursing professionals can remember to care for ourselves as we provide care for others in my book, The Post-COVID Syndrome, Repositioning the Nursing Profession for a Post-COVID Era. You can check that out. There's a link in the description box below. I hope it helps you have better control over your work and life in healthcare. Now, let's get back on track with our discussion on building a digital product business. This is part 3 of our series, so if you haven't already, find the first and second episode of this series and listen to those as well. Whether you're a nurse or doctor or entrepreneur, it can be challenging to find a way to supplement your income without sacrificing that time and your energy that it takes to perform well in your career. So starting a digital product business makes so much sense for healthcare professionals. It's an opportunity to just generate additional income with little overhead and no investment. Now, with that in mind, here's why selling digital products is a low-risk path into entrepreneurship. First, there's no overhead. One of the top advantages of having a digital product business is no overhead costs associated. Unlike other ventures, you don't need office space or equipment or staff to get off the ground. Let's take an example, an ebook. All you need is writing experience, and sometimes not even necessarily if you hire a paid writer. This means that you can start generating income without worrying about major investments or costs associated with setting up shop online or otherwise. Then you don't need to invest in stock. Another great benefit is that you don't have to worry about stocking inventory or managing shipments like a lot of other businesses do. So when you're selling digital products online, your requirements are access to internet connection and a web hosting service. You can create your own website and upload your products for purchase immediately. Also, it's a passive income generator. A digital product business can also be an excellent way for that passive income over time. And since there's not any physical goods involved in the transaction, customers pay once, then they have immediate access to their purchase, meaning that once someone purchases one of your products, you're going to continue to earn money from them without additional work. This makes digital products an ideal business for those looking to generate passive income without taking on too much risk or effort. Then, minimal capital expenditure. As I mentioned before, starting a digital products business requires very little investment compared to other types of businesses, and all you really need is access to the internet and web hosting services that most people already have access to, and maybe some software if needed, but even that can be done for free. And as exclusively online being a business, digital products demand little investment compared to any other venture. I don't know very many outside of that you really have to not worry about investing any money. Then there's no delivery necessary. Finally, one of the best things about having digital products is that it requires no physical shopping. So you've worked a long week,
You're tired from your shift. The last thing that you want to do is go to the store, or customers the same way. Customers receive their purchases in this business instantly right after they pay online. They get download links or email delivery systems, so it makes it incredibly convenient for them and hassle-free for you, which is most important. This type of business, it allows entrepreneurs in healthcare more freedom when considering additional income streams, giving you more flexibility during these uncertain economic times. I've had to continue to explore this business model with some of my ventures, and as a business coach, I've also seen tremendous growth in the lives of my contacts selling digital products. So there you have it. If you want to learn how to start your business selling digital products, get a hold of our training manual, which we'll link in the description box of this episode. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Hopefully you guys liked today's episode. Make sure you don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. That's very important. And also connect with me on my social media pages. And if you want to know more about me, please visit TanikaBruce.com.